This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. In Afghanistan today, opposition commanders welcomed the latest round of U.S. bombing. The strikes north of the capital, Kabul, follow weeks of intense bombardment of Taliban positions. But the front line in Afghanistan stretches for hundreds of miles, from just north of the capital all the way up to the border with Tajikistan. Farther north, near the Taliban stronghold of Talokan, the U.S. bombing has been much less intense. Eric Engelman reports from Dashti Kala, near the border between Tajikistan and Afghanistan.
On a flat, windswept plain in northern Afghanistan, two Northern Alliance soldiers huddle around a handheld radio, holding kerchiefs over their mouths to protect against the swirling dust. They're manning a Soviet-made T-55 tank that looks like it's seen better days. As far as the eye can see, there is no one else around, just miles and miles of sand and rock, with a few mountain peaks in the distance. This is a section of the Afghan front line, but the word front line here is a bit deceiving. There haven't been any serious advances by either side in this area for more than a year. The Taliban and the Northern Alliance exchange occasional mortar and gunfire across a no-man's land, but it's more ritual combat than real. The line rarely moves. Several times in the past week, American warplanes have bombed Taliban positions near the front line, sending rumbling echoes across the valley. But the attacks haven't changed the essential military equation here. The local Northern Alliance forces say they're not ready to launch a ground assault against the Taliban, even with the American air campaign. Mahmoud Hassan is commander of Dashti Kala, one of the frontline districts. He's a jovial Uzbek man with a long salt and pepper beard that he twists thoughtfully as he speaks. He says his forces aren't ready for the next stage of combat. We only have enough weapons to defend ourselves against the Taliban, he said, not to wage an offensive campaign. We need more ammunition. We need more weapons. The commander says his frontline troops are armed, but the 5,000 reserve troops he might call up in the event of a ground assault have no guns, and he has none to give them. Russian President Vladimir Putin has promised to supply the Northern Alliance with $40 million worth of weapons, but this commander hasn't received any of them yet. On top of that, Hassan says the American bombing in this part of Afghanistan isn't doing enough damage yet. The Taliban, he says, has a powerful war machine. The Taliban has many trenches, he said, an extensive network stretching from the front line 150 kilometers to the south. 2 or 3 days bombing is not enough to drive them out. It takes time. The commander says he'd like to one day push toward the Taliban stronghold of Talokan, but he's cagey about when that might happen. In one interview, he said it could be in a week's time. On another occasion, he said it could be up to a year. There's certainly no sense of urgency at the Northern Alliance command post here near the front line. A few soldiers mill around with nothing to do, more worried about what's coming for lunch than what's coming over the ridge. There are no visible signs of mobilization. In this part of Afghanistan, at least, there's no sign of an imminent breakthrough on the battlefield. Eric Engelman for NPR News in Dashti Kala, Afghanistan.